episode number 47. Today is the 15th of February 2021, and I'm your host, John. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Glitch. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Mortal corpses like Glitch can be dropped, totalitarian dull, but the idea of turning a jam upside down, to a, too, real version of the original Orange is the New Black, not to mention a mobster devoted to The Sopranos, waste management, and an alcoholic creative director with a crackjack who grows up in a whore and then steals the identity of a dead army buddy. It resonates with me because it is so much more than a show about a man with his head turned and his heart in his mouth. The breakdown begins when Hayes discovers five confused, mud-clad people wandering around a moonlit cemetery and making their way to their graves with their bare hands. Sergeant James Hayes is called to the scene after finding six naked, dirty, and disoriented people. He is investigating and is shocked to learn that one of them is his late wife Kate, who had died 2 years earlier. She doesn't seem to know who she is, but she remembers her first name, which is given back as Kate, and her last name is Bibi, be a collection of glitches, related cosmetic gear that can be found throughout the universe and also in the glitches, that deal with Dungeons and Dragons. These four sets are also used to dress the randomly generated glitch villagers of the NPC and also as clothing for the characters themselves. In starter clothing, it has no defense abilities, but can be built in at any time for the player to customize the look of his character. In addition, Glitch Lab offers a generate feature that allows users to create glitch art from scratch using photos. These changes can be optimized through an easy-to-use interface to create faulty images and rich layers of visual chaos. Disruptions can be used in a variety of ways, including clothing, clothing accessories, and even in the game itself. One of the earliest examples of glitch art was staged by the art collective Jody and realistically imitates manual glitching techniques. By consciously creating and organically capturing disturbances, artists have elevated the status of disturbances from technical irritation to a fascinating insight into the technology that surrounds us. The company Jody, founded by Joan Heimskert and Dirk Peismans, operates on the principle that errors are caused by the elicitation of an error message. One of the tasks of video game testers is to reproduce and then compile the glitch, which is then returned to the programmers so that they can fix the error. Several players discovered that DJ Expert Light's only mode had a bug that gave the player a fail sound once a pattern reached 6 actions, even if they were successfully completed. The more difficult DJ mode can only be completed if there is a pass after the last patterns. This glitch can also be located in other modes such as DJ Expert mode. Easy Glitch provides glitch effects to create faulty photographs and video graphics in real time. Glitcho has free glitch presets that can be applied to any photo or video, and the app also offers a free version without advertising. There are in-app purchases for Easy Glitch, with a number of filters available that are free for the user. The upgraded app gets a little diamond icon that Glitch hopes will be a bit like Reddit Gold. Reddit Gold certainly offers you some extra features, but the real perk is that you're part of the community. Glitches is probably best known for hosting many Slack and Discord bots, and they say they host a lot of small, quirky apps that the company has found to be just as easy to make on their website. It's a great platform for small, quirky apps that abound on the glitching platform, like Slack, Discord, Slackbot, etc. For some users, paying for these features may be more important than just participating in the community, but they are worth it. It ensures that the apps built on the glitch site are reliable, and that's important for users. A computer glitch is the failure of a system that normally contains a computing device to perform its functions or perform them properly. It is often referred to as an error that was not detected at the time of occurrence, but data errors occur later. In a public statement, a glitch uses a small bug that will be fixed soon, and is therefore used to indicate that it is an error and not a programming error that is responsible for the system failure. A wrong human decision occurs, the error occurs or is later displayed in the data. The word glitch generally refers to a visual or acoustic disturbance that occurs in any media format. such as video, audio, video games or computer games. This is all for today, guys. My name is John and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.